The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where. Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Maverick is a legend of the West.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday. That's right. It's Thursday, January the 16th, episode 1573. And if you're keeping a count, I wonder if people that just mark off their calendar. Well, there's another show they did.
Probably only me.
Yeah. Martin Luther King Day is, that holiday is next Monday. So they'll be out of school. They got a freebie on Monday, and they get another one on next Monday. So,
yeah.
It's fun how the good Lord makes it where they can have a little extra day in that long January month.
Well, I mean, they've been to school 2 days since the right before Christmas.
Okay, you don't have to be critical about it. Yeah, I think you're objecting to what God did.
No, I'm not objecting.
It's Throwback Thursday, by the way. You got a big throwback for us?
Not yet.
Okay. Well,
we'll figure it out between
the planning
now and then.
On this show just amazes me. You know, there is a stomach bug going around. Have you?
I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's like a one day thing.
A one dayer.
A one day thing, and so everybody be careful. Wash your hands. You know, that kind of thing. And then they told me there's another one that's going around that they don't even know what it is. They don't even know what kind of virus it is, and it lasts about 3 to 5 days. Cough. Runny nose. That kind of thing. Now I'm not trying to say it's any kind of, you know, big time virus, but I'm saying that's kind of going around too.
I think the flu is
flu's
pretty high,
and you can get that mixed up too, virus with the flu. But
let's see, flu activity in Tennessee is, according to the CDC, very high. We're one of four states: Louisiana, Colorado, and Oregon. That are
We're always on those kind of lists.
Yeah.
Did you get your flu shot, by the way?
I did.
Oh. Never did tell me. I didn't know.
So. I did also over the one day this week on Facebook saw that I'm supposed to start. It says if you're over 50 or 50 or over, you should be getting a pneumonia shot.
I've never had one.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad used to always get one. He would always say, did you get your flu and pneumonia shot? I said, well, I don't think I need to take a pneumonia shot just yet. But, of course, I've had it
like
3 times.
Yeah, what do they call that now? That's a different name now. Isn't it? Or some kind of big term word?
I don't know.
Okay, but then I guess you'll be needing to get your shingles shot, too.
Yeah. Who was I talking to? Oh, it was Heather. Heather was telling me that they suggested that she get her shingles shot. Now, is it you're more likely to have shingles if you had chicken pox? Isn't that the... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did definitely have chicken pox.
My. And you haven't had a shingles shot yet?
I have not.
I've never had one either. But a lot of that is nerves. You know, like a lot of that is nerve related.
Well, I'm definitely a nervy guy.
Yeah. You probably need to get all of them.
Age 50 and older. Yeah.
I mean, you could just go in and have like 6 shots right there in a row. Yeah.
Man, it stinks getting old.
There's nothing good about it, man. I'm telling you. Unless you can quit work.
Zostavax vaccine for 60 and older in cases. Shingrix is another. So maybe not.
But
so.
Now I have had, there are people, friends of mine that had shingles at age 30.
Really?
And 40. Yeah, it's not a... It's not necessarily. I mean, I know a guy that's had it 3 times, and you know him too. Wow. I'm not going to say his name, but you know who he was too. Had it three or four times.
I've heard it's miserable.
It depends on where, but yeah, it can be terrible. So
it's a rash, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah. It's kind of like your skin opens up a little. You know, it's like
gross.
Yeah. I don't know, but
there are some places I wouldn't want to get it.
And they happen there. Yeah, it depends. A lot of it is where it is. Now, the person I know got it like around his eyes, that can be scary too, you know.
Well, that's probably not good for your eyes either.
Oh no, no, not very good at all. But we encourage you people, you older people like you, Brian, to get your shots. But I used to get the flu for sure, and
yeah, I definitely got. I mean, it was easy. I was at the doctor for my checkup, and he said, "You want a flu shot?" And I said, "Sure, let's do it."
Wow. Way to work out, work it hard for that. 617 here on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 25. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs warming into the lower 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 29.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
A Heart for Healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson is our Heart for Healing honoree. A listener writes, "I've been coughing a lot lately and producing lots of mucus. In addition, there's been a squeaky sound as I breathe. A friend told me about pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson. The doc told me I was in the beginning stages of COPD. I'm following his recommendations to a T, because I'm determined to see my three-year-old grow up." Pulmonologist Dr. Ray Johnson at St. Thomas Rutherford receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant as the Heart for Healing recipient.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Clippers crushed the Nets on Wednesday night, 126-67. James Harden led the way with 21.6 rebounds and 11 assists. Steph Curry put on a show in Minnesota.
Curry off a screen. Takes it left side, pump fake, pass inside to Payton, inside to Looney. Looney dribbles it out to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it! Oh, the net barely even moved. Curry with a pure shot from the left corner, and he claps and pumps his fist.
You just heard all on the game. Warriors Radio Network, they edged the Timberwolves 116-115. Curry ended with 31 points and 8 assists, including 7 three-pointers. The Lakers came back to beat the Heat 117-108, snapping their three-game losing streak, while the Knicks beat the 76ers 125-119 in overtime. And the Raptors had a 110-97 upset over the Boston Celtics.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour here on the Wake Up Crew on this Thursday. Boy, it's been a long week, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like, you know, we had a snow day, and then we, you know, kind of weekend was wacky. Just kind of tired.
And we haven't, this will be the first week we'll do a full week of sports in 3 weeks, really?
Yeah, wow. What have you been able to do? Did you have to take a sedative or something to not to have any sports?
I have been working to move my office into
You're an still additional doing that? Bedroom.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff to do. Trying to do it right. I refinished the top of my old desk and put it in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you wanted to look professional. So,
well, might as well do it right while I can.
Still cold in there?
No.
You put new insulation in?
So I did not, but I found this thing, you know, attic doors are notorious. My attic is insulated.
Uh-huh.
But
the door.
The attic door was not. And you can buy these covers that go on the inside that cover it. And it's been perfectly fine in there.
Well, good.
So.
You have air conditioning?
Well, yeah.
A window unit?
No, no.
Oh.
I mean, I've got a regular, my HVAC. I think it'll work. Plus, I've covered the windows with these blackout curtains. So, I think it'll be okay.
Well, I don't want you to sweat.
Oh, no, no.
We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. You can download it from the App Store to manage your account and enhance your energy habits. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Also want to remind you, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. All right. Time for our song of the day today. And all of these have kind of been appropriate.
Yeah, we've got more winter songs.
Okay, all right.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Oh, that's Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
We've played the Dean Martin version of that song too, haven't we?
We have. I thought we'd switch it up a little bit.
I guess every artist has sung Let It Snow at least once.
It's synonymous with Christmas, but it's really about snow.
It is. It's not a Christmas. I mean, it is a Christmas song, but it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. Evan Osborne is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being an active member at First Baptist on East Main, going with you on mission trips each year and all the volunteering he does. He's a hard worker that always greets with a smile. Evan Osborne is going to see flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, that's our Good Neighbor of the Day. Text Neighbor to 615-893-1450. Same number to get in your birthday and anniversary announcements. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. The world's largest grand piano was built by a 15-year-old in New Zealand.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes.
Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online.
LowTCenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's health.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunley. Two more school systems may be victims of a data breach. This comes after a cyber attack was carried out against a software company called PowerSchool. It's an online student information system used by parents, students, and teachers. WATE says Hamblin and Scott counties are affected. According to the Hamblin County Department of Education, personally identifiable information, such as social security numbers and medical information, may have been compromised in the breach. PowerSchool, the software vendor, is said to be reaching out to the schools and offering credit monitoring service and security updates. A Gallatin woman has been arrested in connection with a Tuesday night fire at an abandoned manufactured home in Rutherford County. Just before 10 p.m. Tuesday, firefighters were dispatched to a structure fire on Ocala Road in Murfreesboro. 26-year-old Tiffany Johnson was taken into custody and charged with reckless burning in relation to that incident. She's booked in Rutherford County Jail on a $2,000 bond. No additional details have been released about that structure fire.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The town of Collierville is inviting the public to participate in a survey that will help guide the next 2 years of the town's Main Street development program. The survey focuses on the community's historic town square area, with topics such as supporting local business owners, promoting the Main Street district, and fostering a vibrant, welcoming downtown for everyone. Residents can take the survey on the city's website. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 627 on the Wake Up Crew. Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind at 635. Another check of the forecast. And we'll have our first look at traffic in just a few minutes as well. That's around 634, I guess. John and Brian with you this morning. Dalton on leave. On leave. I like it. Got a little bit of some news you might be interested in.
Oh, news?
Yeah. Melania Trump. Yeah. She and Barron are not going to, they're going to live in the White House some. But she's going to live some in there, some in New York City, and some in Palm Springs or somewhere. So
Palm Springs.
She's not going to stay there constantly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barron is in college somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And then there's the flag thing, flag situation. Jimmy Carter, Texas is going to raise their flag during the mourning period. So there's been a lot of controversy about that. I really don't know why it makes a lot of difference to either way. Do you? I mean, whether they're up or half-mast or, I mean, in honor of President Carter, that's with every president or somebody that dies like that.
Sure.
Right?
I think it's for 30 days
or
a month.
Yeah.
Whatever,
so I don't know. I don't know what the big deal. I don't know who's complaining. But anyway, Texas is going to do that.
It's also weird that the 20th just happens to fall on the third Monday this time. And that happens to be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little weirder.
Of course, the fires in Los Angeles, boy. Woo. That's a mess, and a lot of blame going a lot of places. And
it's crazy that it's in the heart of the city.
Yes, you just don't. But of course, that's the way it's laid out. I mean, that's the way Los Angeles is kind of laid out. And I guess that's all the news that I quickly know. Mike Vrabel got named the head coach of the New England Patriots. That's going to be a fun game next year.
Yeah, boy.
So.
Rand Carthon is doing a little radio tour talking about his dismissal from the Titans. That's been kind of interesting.
Nothing coming out of that.
No.
But
I'm not sure. But I haven't heard what he has said or not said. But
the Mike Vrabel, this is going to be an interesting thing for him to see what he does, because he's never really actually had to take a team from scratch and build it. You know, when he got there, Mike Mularkey had already they were 8-8,
right,
and on the climb. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Mayo was even chosen. Why Vrabel didn't get it last time?
I think maybe he had promised Mayo a shot, and then that's all he got.
That's awful.
Was a shot. Wow.
Well,
you don't usually get fired up like this.
It didn't work. I mean, if you're going to give somebody a shot, you got to give them more than 1 year to rebuild that mess.
Well, tell those people that want to get rid of Callahan.
Well, okay?
But I mean, yeah. I mean, I think he deserved at least 3 years, you know, or at least two, you know, because they don't have any personnel. I mean, they're in worse shape than the Titans are, if you can believe it.
So it's hard to believe, but I guess that's true.
Good luck, Mikey. That's all I can say.
Yeah, really.
Today in history coming up.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by technology. security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1868, the refrigerator cars patented by William Davis, a fish dealer in Detroit. You know, it's inventions like that.
Yeah.
That really mean more than people just kind of shrug that off. But that was huge.
Well, that was before in-home refrigeration.
Right. I mean, you know, to be able to transport, you know, for trade. The 18th Amendment to the Constitution authorizing the prohibition of alcohol is ratified. In 1919, 1939, the daily newspaper comic strip Superman debuts. In 1964, Hello Dolly opens at St. James Theater in New York.
Those good old days. Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly.
Glad to see you.
In 1965, The Searchers, Love Potion number 9, peaks at number 3.
Love Potion number 9.
My favorite song. 1973, NBC presents the 440 episodes and the final showing of Bonanza. You know, that's why you always see that Bonanza's always played on old stations. Because there's so many episodes.
Well, it takes a year and a half to get through them all.
Right. And finally, George Harrison's single, Got My Mind Set On You, tops the Billboard charts. Brandon Brooks is next.
This is CBS Rewind. January 16th, 1987.
The ER doctor's going to be here soon.
The release of the Richard Pryor comedy.
Hello, let's go. Let's go heal them suckers.
Critical Condition.
I'm going to pass myself off as a doctor. I couldn't pass myself off as a lunatic.
This date in 1988.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
George Michael at the top of the album chart with.
Yes, I gotta have faith.
Faith.
And
January 16th, 1995.
Welcome to the first night of the first network.
The launch of the UPN television network.
UPN.
With the premiere of Star Trek Voyager.
They're increasing fire, Captain. Shields are holding.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
We're alone in an uncharted part of the galaxy.
And that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 25. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs warming into the lower 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 29.
Good morning. Looks like an accident over on the west side on Briley Parkway right there at Whitebridge Pike, right near the interstate. As traffic volume cranks up pretty good now on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane, there's a crash 1500 block of 54th Avenue near the Nations. Traffic's on the increase there down through Madison right now on 65 coming southbound at OHB. Hey, whether you need a new roof repair, roof inspection, anything happening with your roof, just call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out IR. RSRoofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
Americare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, Americare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
Americare, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Your last chance to buy one and get one free, monthly or yearly passes to the Patterson Community Center or SportsCom is this Sunday. and the Red Cross is critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. The Polar Bear Plunge will be Saturday, February the 1st at SportsCom. Again, that's the Polar Bear Plunge, Saturday morning, February the 1st. The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. March is Monday, January the 20th. Registration, fellowship, and food starts at 11 o'clock over at Central Magnet School. And the march begins at noon. It goes to the Patterson Community Center. That's Monday, January the 20th. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate. So take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and don't forget, Man on the Street Newsmakers is coming up at around 6:46, and then the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Although that was kind of weak. That's before CBS News. And we've got our dad joke of the day. It's my turn to do thumbs up or thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, I hope it's a good one because I hate those looks you give me when they're not.
It's the same look, whether it's good or not.
No, you get a happy look when it's, you know, good.
Well, I never know because you're...
I'm going to do a meter. Like, if it's like this, up, that means that's like a 5 in your mind because you have to have that. For competition purposes, you have to have that. So that's a 5. This is a 4. This is a 3.
Oh,
this is 2.
So it's really 1 to 5, but with the
no,
thumb.
No, just for me. I'm just trying to help you.
I got you. All right.
If it's bad, it's just no point in, you know, doing it.
You know, the other day I went to the grocery store, and in the produce aisle, I saw a snowman in the produce aisle.
Really?
Yeah, he was picking his nose.
I like that.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. A vote on the newly agreed to Gaza ceasefire deal has been delayed after a statement from Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
It said the Israeli cabinet will not convene until the mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the ceasefire
deal. Hamas denies the allegation.
President Biden took a jab or two about President-elect Trump during his farewell speech from the Oval Office last night.
We need to amend the Constitution to make clear that no president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office.
At Cape Canaveral early this morning, Jeff Bezos among the crowd cheering at Mission Control as Blue Origin's largest rocket was launched for the first time after a three-day delay. Its success is considered key for competing with Elon Musk's SpaceX. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee Highway Patrol has announced a sobriety checkpoint on Friday, January 24th, along Rutherford Boulevard between Broad Street and Church Street. Scheduled from 10 p.m. until midnight, the operation aims to identify impaired drivers and improve road safety in Rutherford County. Lieutenant Sean Boyd emphasized the importance of the initiative in combating impaired driving, noting this is continued enforcement of impaired drivers that we want to get off the roadways in Rutherford County. The THP and Rutherford County Traffic Safety Task Force are collaborating on this project to focus on impaired driving, distracted driving, seatbelt usage, and other traffic violations, addressing safety concerns following 47 traffic fatalities in Rutherford County in 2024. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly and adhere to traffic laws to avoid delays. The TSSAA Board of Control will meet on Thursday, January the 16th at 9 a.m. at the TSSAA office in Hermitage with Blackman High School's appeal regarding its football probation as a key agenda item. Blackman seeks to overturn the second year of its probation, which was imposed following an altercation at the conclusion of a football game against Oakland High School last season. Additional agenda items include requests for exceptions to the co-op rule and financial reports from the recent state events, including football playoffs. The outcome of Blackman High's appeal and other decisions will be closely watched by schools and sports enthusiasts across the state. That's all for now. For more news in just minutes, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. For News Radio WGNS, I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, It's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they've focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's been just a weird week, man. I'm telling you, got Monday was weird.
This whole month has been weird to me.
It just really has. And we've got in that constant thing of like nothing higher than like 40 degrees. I mean, it's, you know.
We are going to enjoy this tomorrow,
yeah.
And Saturday. It's going to rain, but it'll be in the 50s.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit nicer. So.
And then maybe the coldest air we've seen so
you
far next
week.
You
talked about it, and I've talked about it. We've gotten in a bad habit of staying up too late and trying to get up at 5 in the morning, you know. Can you imagine? I don't know. I got
out of kilter over the holidays is what happened.
I know you've done this before. And you used to do it when you were with TRN. But I can't imagine these news people that come in and do the 4 o'clock morning news. What time do you think they have to get up? One?
Well, I saw Methvin, the weekend weather girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been posting videos of like, here's my morning routine and going through and all that kind of stuff. And I think hers was 1:30 a.m., gets out the door, gets to the studio, gets dressed, gets ready, does the weather stuff, and gets prepared when she was filling in the early mornings. So I think it's 1:30 or 2 when they're getting up and getting going. It's miserable. It's not fun at all.
Because they have to get prepared their newscast, too. I mean, I'm sure there's news prepared for them to read, but...
You probably need to read through it and see if there's something there, if you want to change how it reads so it works better with
you. So you would have to get in bed get up at 1:30. You'd probably at least have to be in bed by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that right? And see, the way they're doing it now, they keep them later. You know, they're like doing news at noon.
Yeah.
So you get home, you've got like 3 hours, 4. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be a great gig or not. Shelby Mack's been all over the place, Murfreesboro girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's been all over the place on Channel 2.
I would think that's why you see them gone for longer stretches.
I think
the enticement is they get more vacation time because they do that grueling schedule.
Yeah.
Because you will see that they're not always there all the time.
It has become more of not like your favorite newscaster.
Right.
You know, it's going to be at 5 and 10. And now it's like a team thing, you know.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times they do the 10 o'clock news. It's just one person there now, you know, which 30-minute broadcast, I never did understand why they had to have two anchors. But.
Well, I saw this one of the things we'll talk about maybe a little bit tomorrow, too. But Lydia Fielder on Channel 4, who has been the permanent weekend anchor, she is now going to be weekdays at 3.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be doing the 3 o'clock.
She'll do more of the evening news during the week,
and
too.
She's going to co-anchor the 4 o'clock with Tracy Cornett. They've okay. just done a little reshuffling, but she's going to be weekdays
what
now.
Happened to Laura Lowry?
She's still there. Oh, okay. There are no changes, but I think they're going to have someone at 10 or something. I don't know what they're doing, how they're doing it, but apparently she's been added to that rotation.
She's really good. She can really read the news.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can you tell when somebody can read the news really well?
Oh, yeah.
I mean it's just immediate. I like the new girl on Channel 5 on the weekends. She reads well. She reads the news well. You need to check her out.
Yeah.
She's good. I think she's going to be the permanent weekend girl.
One of the best ones ever was Dan Miller, of course. And I think Tom Randles, who was at Channel 4 for a while, he was really good.
And Bob Mueller's good. I mean, you know, Bob. I mean, you know.
He's been there forever.
Yeah. So I like the new Channel 2 with Mark Kelly in there
in the mornings
for Neil. Yeah. Yeah, he's real good. He's good. He can read.
I don't get too attached to Channel 2 people because they don't stay very long.
You know, they lost a whole weekend crew in about 3 months. Like their whole weekend. Okay. Anyway, time for some birthdays.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
And we have a birthday, A.J. Foyt, 1935 auto racer, American auto racer.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Man, he was a big name back in the 60s. 1943, Ronnie Milsap, American country singer.
I'd be a legend in my time.
In 1948, John Carpenter, American film director, born in Carthage, New York.
He's responsible for the music in so many classic movies.
That's true. And yeah, and a very simple way he did that. It was just like on a piano, just, you know. And in 1974, Kate Moss, a model. In 1980, Lin-Manuel Miranda, American composer and playwright. He was in Hamilton, you know.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander.
Didn't he write that too, I think? Yeah.
Yes.
There's a million things I haven't
done. It's good if you can understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Read the subtitles below and you've got it made. And that's a look at some personalities, their birthdays. Today, around here, Perry Collins, Kay Nickel, Pat Stockwell, Bobby Smith, and Nikki Rodriguez have birthdays.
Those are the names we have so far. If you want to add to our list, 615-893-1450 is the number. 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club will announce our full list coming up at 8 o'clock and give away banana pudding as well from Slick Pig Barbecue.
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 25. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs warming into the lower 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 29.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Good morning. We've got our first wreck here up against the wall on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's not causing a big backup. It's just in a terrible spot there on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway with all that traffic flow arriving in this area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's already building 65 south at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery, serving all surrounding counties here in Middle Tennessee. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is Franklin's Printing.
And you thought things were cooling down with the whole Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud? Oh, isn't that funny? Drake now bringing a full-on federal defamation and harassment lawsuit against his record label over Kendrick's ruthless diss track, Not Like Us, even more awkward since they're on the same label, Universal Music Group. Now, the suit claims the lyrics and images in the video were false, dangerous, choosing corporate greed over safety, and creating a false and malicious narrative against Drake. The label clapping back, calling the suit illogical, and that Drake is looking to weaponize the legal process to silence an artist's creative expression. Ouch. Stay tuned. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew, and want to remind you that congratulations is in order for Evan Osborne, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for being an active member of First Baptist Church on East Main, going with you on mission trips each year and all of the volunteering he does. He's a hard worker that always greets with a smile. So Evan is our congratulations, Evan. He's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats go out there, and if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day nomination, here's how you do it. Text neighbor, not good neighbor, but neighbor, to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link you get back and fill out the information. Click submit. You can get to that same web form, by the way, at wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. Also, we're taking your birthday and anniversary announcements this morning. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Visit murfreesborocensus.com.
If you get that little form, you better fill it out.
Yes, do that.
It's very important. We've got news coming up. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Israel delays Gaza deal.
Accused Hamas of trying to extort last-minute concessions.
Biden's White House farewell.
Thank you for this great honor.
Push to contain L.A. fires.
The Santa Ana winds could come back.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, last-minute hang-ups have slowed Israel's action on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of reneging on some parts of it. Reaching the agreement took months, and CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv tells us how the agreement will work if it's formally implemented.
There are three phases. Phase one would potentially start this Sunday, and we could see the release of three, perhaps four, female hostages. Now, it's unclear what this holdup we're talking about this morning might do, might influence, might impact that dateline, that timeline. But from what we understand, the first hostages could be released this Sunday. In exchange, Palestinian detainees, potentially by the dozens per each hostage, would then be released. Israel's military would move from population centers in the central part of the Gaza Strip towards the perimeters, and then potentially aid would be surged into Gaza.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports President Biden hailed the Gaza agreement during a farewell address last night from the Oval Office.
President Biden's goodbye came with a grave warning.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy.
That warning comes as President-elect Trump is preparing to give Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, power to slash the federal bureaucracy. And as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and Apple CEO Tim Cook are set to join Musk at Trump's inauguration.
We've seen it before. More than a century ago, but the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. This made the wealthy pay the, play by the rules everybody else had to.
Now to Southern California, where the two biggest fires in the L.A. area have now burned nearly 40,000 acres. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports winds have died down some, and he spoke with L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley about criticism over the initial fire response.
We didn't see anybody there for those first 4 hours as literally it went up in flames. There weren't any from our vantage point, and I'm just doing my due diligence.
Right. I can guarantee you that every resource that was available was working and focused on the mission. Guarantee you.
Just not sent to the area of interface.
They were working. They were saving lives and secondarily saving property.
Both Chief Crowley and L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney say the extreme Santa Ana winds overwhelm them.
What do you say to victims who have lost everything, contemplating rebuilding, who now feel like they're not going to be safe?
Home hardening, defensible space, and managing our wildland ecosystem.
He questions posed at the confirmation hearing for one of President-elect Trump's top cabinet jobs. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Pam Bondi, Trump's choice for attorney general, made her case on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Bondi, who defended Trump at his first impeachment trial and helped Trump's failed efforts to overturn the 2020 election results, was pressed repeatedly over whether she'd maintain independence from the incoming president. But Democrats grilled Bondi on those baseless claims of election fraud.
Do you have the gravitas, the stature, the intestinal fortitude to say, Donald Trump, you lost the 2020 election? Can you tell us that here today?
Meanwhile, Florida Senator Marco Rubio answered questions from his own colleagues on his nomination to be Trump's Secretary of State, speaking on a range of issues, including Ukraine.
Our goal, as President Trump has stated, is he wants the dying to stop. He wants the killing to stop.
And gaining praise from both Republicans and Democrats.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is removing the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Ohio's Mike Turner has found himself at odds with President-elect Trump on some issues. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
He told me Speaker Johnson called him into his office and said, you're fired. There are concerns from Mar-a-Lago. In other words, Donald Trump, the president-elect, told Mike Johnson to fire the man overseeing the intelligence community who has access to some of the nation's greatest secrets.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Multiple reports say President-elect Trump is considering issuing an executive order once he takes office Monday to save TikTok for an extended period of time. Sunday is the deadline for the social media platform's Chinese parent to sell off its U.S. assets or face a ban. It's not clear whether that law could be halted by an executive order. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is set to be the first witness today at a trial over whether he can keep some prized possessions or has to turn them over to help satisfy a $148 million judgment awarded to two Georgia election workers. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Today's trial is largely focused on former Mayor Giuliani's Palm Beach condo and his New York Yankees memorabilia, which includes three World Series rings and a signed Joe DiMaggio jersey. He still owes the two Georgia election workers tens of millions of dollars in damages for defamation.
The government is suing Southwest Airlines and fining Frontier Airlines for what it calls chronically delayed flights. The Transportation Department says it will seek maximum civil penalties against Southwest. Frontier was fined more than $600,000. As we hear from CBS's Christopher Cruz, federal and state regulators have sued a huge agricultural equipment maker.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Illinois and Minnesota Attorneys General say Deere and Company has for decades engaged in unlawful practices that limited the ability of farmers and independent repair shops to work on its equipment. The regulators say that forces farmers to use only authorized dealers for repairs, which has burdened farmers with higher repair costs and boosted Deere's multi-billion dollar profits.
Cuba has started releasing some prisoners as part of talks with the Vatican just after the Biden administration announced its intent to lift the U.S. designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. Big moment today for Blue Origin.
5, 4.
Early this morning, the private company launched a massive new rocket on a test flight.
Lift off.
The 320-foot New Glenn rocket is designed to eventually haul astronauts and other spacecraft to the moon. It reached orbit 13 minutes into the flight. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning. Straight ahead, also a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 25. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs warming into the lower 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 30.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We've already had a couple of accidents on I-24 coming up through the Antioch area. It's starting to build pretty good coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Antioch right now on 24 westbound, passing Bell Road as it picks up down through Miller on 65 southbound. All that traffic coming down from the north this time of the morning out of Robertson County in and through Sumner County. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out all the details by logging on to their website, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
These days are on.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday morning. We're moving right along here. And episode 1573 of the show coming up on Monday. It's a day out of school for the kiddos. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday coming up on Monday. Throwback Thursday coming up here as well. It's Brian. John's here with me this morning, and Dalton. Well, he's not here. But again, that's what he sounds like in my head when he talks.
Oh,
what about you? Is that appropriate?
But
is that what he sounds like in your head when he's talking?
I don't know. I don't listen to him at all.
Oh,
I just it goes in one ear out the other.
I see. Yeah.
Gobbledygook.
Well,
something like that.
Yeah. Got a lot coming up here on the show. We're talking with our friends from the Villages here in just a few minutes. It's Throwback Thursday, so we've got all of that to look forward to. And song of the day. We're looking at some of the best winter songs, and you've heard this song from many different performers, Dean Martin being one of them. And maybe he has the biggest hit of this song. I'm not sure. Would you say so?
Well, I would say probably. You hear him sing it more than anybody.
Yeah. But here
but
is.
But you just had to be different.
Well, just a little bit. It's Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside snow. Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's Old Blue Eyes.
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Frank.
And I brought
Frank Sinatra.
For popping.
All right. Our song
lights
of the day today.
Let it snow, let it snow.
So I am so glad that the snow is gone now that maybe the dogs will go outside unattended. So I had on my toboggan, my coat, and shorts to let the dogs out, you know, during the nights. Have to walk out, put my shoes on, walk out the yard, and make them go. So they've got a few more. Well, it's gone now, so thankfully.
Well, then it's just. I mean, we're in the not even the end of January. We maybe have some more snows.
That's true. But they sniff around, you know, and I don't know what.
I'm going to make a prediction. This will be that we will not have any more snow.
Oh, are you?
I'm making that prediction right now.
Well, we usually have. I mean, if we have one, we're lucky.
Yeah, we've had our big one.
Yeah.
Was that a little disappointing, though?
It was. Did not get as much snow.
No. When they told me the next day it was 3 inches, I went. Really?
Yeah.
So.
But we had about 3 hours of mix.
Yeah, that hurt. I mean, in terms of snow accumulation,
right.
Didn't it?
Yeah. And then it was 33 degrees, maybe 34 when some of that was falling. So it was melting. So it made it quite slick. But that was the biggest part of the problem. Cut down on accumulations. It would have been higher had we not gotten that warmer air. So.
There's nothing like summertime and letting the dogs out in the summer.
That's true. You know what's amazing about that? They were forecasting that there would be a warm nose of air in southern Middle Tennessee. Well, from where they were predicting it to Rutherford County is 45 miles. So they predicted a system over 7 days out within 45 miles.
And got it right.
But people are disappointed. Well, you said we were going to get... I mean, if you say it's going to be 3 to 7 and you get 2.5 or you get 8, people complain because it wasn't within that range.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that,
actually, I thought that was... I mean, but it snowed exactly when they said it was coming.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's the hardest thing to predict because you don't necessarily know until it started where that warm air kind of comes in, changes it over. But anyway.
Usually when it's 34, 33, 32 degrees, we don't get the snow that you think we're going to get.
Yeah.
We get ice, you know.
But so. It was so heavy that right. It didn't have time to melt when it went
it
through
that
warm layer.
It was a pretty snow.
It was.
And a great sledding for sledding, although I think they would have liked to have had about 2 more inches for sledding.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of grass showing on some of those people that were sliding.
The little hill.
I got to see Tommy Nolan slide down a hill.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Tom Nolan, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Well, at the end of the video, it looked like he was dead, but I think he's alive.
Okay, that's good to know.
And he did put something underneath the video, so which made me believe that he was. I did compliment him though on his. He was able to get on the sled. I wouldn't have been able to sit down, squat down on the sled. So I said, "Hey man, that was pretty impressive."
He could have commented from the emergency room though.
Well, that's true too. The last picture I saw, he was laid out flat on the snow at the end of the hill. So hope he's okay.
There were a lot of people that were sledding on that hill behind the middle school and over at Siegel by the high school. That there's some property. There's a little hill there.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people out there.
People
sledding.
Go to Rockville on our side. They go to Rockville and yeah. slide down that hill. So
Tiger Hill's always usually a big one, but they didn't get quite as much snow that further south than they
no,
did in
and
Murfreesboro.
People have gotten kind of leery a little bit of Tiger Hill because yeah. it's too steep. Now, they may start about halfway up and come down, but that's...
Many trees, too.
There have been a lot of accidents there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reason I kind of brought that up and taking the dogs out, one night I took the dogs out, and this is what I heard. Listen carefully. So you heard the little
it's a hoot owl.
Yeah, he did it one time, and then I got my phone out to record, and he did it that time, and then that was it because the dogs were mulling around outside.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy to hear. I mean, it was like 9:30 at night.
I have one in my backyard. It does it nightly for the most part.
Really?
Clear nights especially.
Well, but, interesting.
And Chipper's just, you know, taking his time. And I'm like going, I'm scared. Come on, back in the house. He couldn't hide from me in the snow, though.
Well, I
you
guess
know how
not.
He likes to dart? He can't. We don't have a lot of lice in the back.
Yeah.
So he's been hiding and kind of like, I'm going to take my time, you know. Well, he couldn't because the snow was so bright that, you know.
You could
he
see him?
Yeah, yeah. I said, I see you, big boy.
Well, I fixed that problem with our dogs. I've got a flashlight hanging on the key rack going out the back
good
door.
Good idea, yeah.
And so I've got a bright light, and I can see them, and they all have something reflective on, so I know where they all are.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've got one of those, too. I need to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to do that. Okay, right now we check on sports news here at 7:19.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Clippers crushed the Nets on Wednesday night, 126-67. James Harden led the way with 21.6 rebounds and 11 assists. Steph Curry put on a show in Minnesota.
Curry off a screen, takes it left side, pump fake, pass inside to Payton, inside to Looney. Looney dribbles it out to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it! Oh, the net barely even moved. Curry with a pure shot from the left corner, and he claps and pumps his fist.
You just heard all on the Game Warriors Radio Network. They edged the Timberwolves 116-115. Curry ended with 31 points and 8 assists, including 7 three-pointers. The Lakers came back to beat the Heat 117-108, snapping their three-game losing streak, while the Knicks beat the 76ers 125-119 in overtime. And the Raptors had a 110-97 upset over the Boston Celtics.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on The Wake Up Crew at 7:22. That's our time here on a Thursday morning. And on Thursdays, we head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro over on Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike in the Gateway area. And this morning, we get to talk with Melissa Moulet, the Life Enrichment Director over at the Villages. And let me be maybe one of the last to say Happy New Year, Melissa.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've not had a chance to catch up in 2025 so far, and I've got quite a long list of things to chat about today, and was wondering, I know you all like to have big blowouts during the holiday season, so how did that go for you?
Our holiday season was wonderful. We basically started in early November all the way through to New Year's Eve. We had contests, ugly sweater contests. We built gingerbread houses. We did tour of homes. We went and looked at Christmas lights in old Murfreesboro. Weathering this cold weather, our residents are still wanting to go out and go shopping. We're going shopping today. So I think that we started 2025 with a bang.
Yeah, sounds like it. And if you've never been to the Villages during the holiday season, I mean, it's just decorated to the nines and beautiful, and the residents really get into it. And, you know, it makes it feel like home. I know the holidays can be tough for some people, and you all do your best to make sure that everybody feels the holiday cheer.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have some residents that live here and their families don't live locally. So those people, we really try to buddy them up with other families, and the families are so gracious. And they'll just accept anybody, and they make them feel very special. So that's what I really do love about the Villages. We are a family.
Well, I know you mentioned you've got an outing today. Next week, it's going to be like really, really cold. We've already had a snow. Sometimes maybe places kind of put a halt to things that are going on and activities, but not you all at the Villages.
No, the only one I had to cancel was the Friday, last Friday, because of the snow. I can't take them out in that. But Monday, it's going to be like the high is only 24. But my residents still want to go out to lunch. So I'm like, we're going to do it.
Lunch is one of those things that, do you do that periodically? Once a week? Once every few weeks?
Once a week.
Wow.
We have a lot of outings, at least two a week. I put two a week on there. We go shopping. We go to lunch. We're going to go to Main Event. I think it's next week. We're going to Main Event to do bowling. I got a lot of people signed up for that. So as the weather gets better and we go into spring and summer, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. We're going to go fishing. We have a family member that will let us use their land to go fishing. So we're looking forward to that.
So it sounds like to me that you keep very busy. You're putting a lot of miles on the van, huh?
I am. I have Jeb filling up the gas tank all the time for me.
Well, that's good. Jeb needs something to do like that. So that's good. Keep it gassed up and ready to go. And
So what are some of the monthly things that you do? You mentioned, you know, like going out to eat once a month. Are there some other activities that are semi-routine or I guess you continue to do those?
Yes, we have staples. I mean, of course, bingo is three times a week. We have Mexican Train, which is a massive hit here. We love it. So I've added that on the calendar another day during the week. We have our large crossword puzzle that we do once a week, and a lot of people come out for that. We're implementing a card, playing cards. We're going to try to start a club with that. We have book club once a month. There's a lot that goes on that's very repetitive that they really enjoy because they know to anticipate it.
Right.
So we throw other stuff. We do arts and crafts. I got somebody coming to do arts and crafts with us next week. So yeah, we do have a very good variety of activities for them to do. And I'm still working on my programming being on this side of the building now.
Sure. Well, so tell me what Mexican Train is. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. It's a dominoes game, but you're not matching like the dots. It's more numbers. So it's hard to explain it. You have to like Google it. It is a lot of fun. And you just have to build on your train, or you have a Mexican train to build on. And the goal is to get rid of all your tiles.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
It is super fun.
Yeah. I was thinking food for some reason, but that's okay.
No. Look it up. It's a really good family, fun Saturday night game. We've gotten so big with it over here that we've had to split it up into two different games now at the same time because so many people want to play.
Well, that sounds fun.
It is a lot of fun. We do a lot of, also too, we do a lot of like food tastings. Like yesterday was National Tea Day. So I got all different kinds of cold teas and all different kinds of hot teas and had cookies with it. Today was Bagel Day. So Barbara, our director of dietary, she made sure that they had bagels this morning. So we try to hit, when we get our calendars, we try to see what's happening in that month and then incorporate the food and the activities and trivia all towards that month.
Well, I know February is going to be a big month as well. You've got Super Bowl, you've got Valentine's Day. They're all very close. So I'm sure you all will be celebrating those too.
Yes. A lot of our residents, they do like a pool. We're going to do like a tailgate.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So if you want to find out what it is to live at the Villages of Murfreesboro, get to do all of these fun activities, you need to call 615-848-3030 or visit thevillagesmurfreesboro.com, facebook.com, The Villages Murfreesboro, and they're located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. Our conversation today with the Life Enrichment Director, Melissa Moulet.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah. We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you need anything, they are right there to help you.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have classes here, and in the morning I go to exercise. They have bingo. The food and the service, they're just great here. And it really is a comfortable place to live.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
I'm sure glad that my son brought me down here, believe me.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Boy, time's flying by here on this Thursday morning. We've already reached 7:30.
And happy birthday today to Perry Collins, Kay Nickel, Pat Stockwell, Bobby Smith, and Nikki Rodriguez. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
A few of the names we have so far this morning. If you've called or text this morning, we've got those. We'll put those on the list that we announce at 8 o'clock. That's when we announce everybody's name and give away the banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So if you haven't gotten the name in yet, call or text in now. Okay, this is kind of your deadline time. We'll take them for another couple of minutes. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's okay. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Sorry, Mayor. Here's a look at news, traffic, and weather. And Throwback Thursday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 25. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs warming into the lower 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 30.
Good morning. It's been pretty active this morning already coming up through the Antioch area with a couple of earlier accidents. Most have been moved over to the side, but it's busy now in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch on 24 going westbound. It's also picked up over here with more volume coming in from Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County into Hermitage on 40 going westbound all the way up past Stewart's Ferry Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke every Thursday night. That's tonight at the Tanger location. Check out that menu while you're on their website at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A recent study highlights a growing threat of investment fraud in Tennessee, with losses in 2023 totaling $54.1 million, a 159.4% increase from 2022. On average, victims lost $126,000, underscoring the devastating financial impact. Nationally, investment fraud continues to soar, becoming the most costly type of fraud in the U.S. In 2023, 39,000 victims reported losses of $4.57 billion, up from just 3,693 victims and $253 million in 2018, according to FBI data analyzed by Carson Law. Cryptocurrency scams accounted for 86.7% of investment scam losses, totaling $3.96 billion in 2023, and fraudsters are using realistic fake videos of figures like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos to lure investors into scams. Millennials aged 31 to 45 reported the most complaints, reflecting both their interest in cryptocurrency and scammers' advanced tactics. To avoid scams, be cautious with crypto investments, research project teams, consult independent advisors, spot deep fakes, and recognize red flags. And Tennessee lottery players had a lucky night with major prizes claimed across the state. $500,000 Powerball double play winner, a ticket sold at Ed's Bait and Tackle in Smyrna, matched five numbers in the Powerball double play drawing. For an extra $1 per play, players can win up to $10 million with the same numbers in both the Powerball and Double Play drawings. Since its inception in 2004, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $7.6 billion for education programs and awarded more than $20.8 billion in prizes to players. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time. Wake Up Crew, Thursday morning. You know what we like to do on Thursdays at this time, right?
Do you remember these?
It is time for Throwback Thursday. Thought we would talk about the weathermen that we grew up with on TV.
Well, and that'll change a little bit because you were born later than me.
A little different era.
And we only had three stations back then with me.
Correct.
So that's a little bit different.
Me too, for the most, until my later life.
I'm going to see if you can remember any of these names. Boyce Hawkins.
I don't remember Boyce
Channel
Hawkins.
Channel 4, he was on for a long, long time with Channel 4. He and Judge Collins did the news. And Boyce was on. Bob Olson is a guy, is another name that he was kind of the weekend guy, kind of, and they were both very popular. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really lose anything if one was gone, one wasn't. And then Bob Lobertini at Channel 5. And for life of me, I don't remember whether Channel 2 or Channel 8 at the time. I can't remember who theirs was. We never watched it because I couldn't get reception on Channel 8 as good.
But it got better when they went to Channel 2, mm-hmm. I think,
yeah.
Which is part of the reason why they did that.
Yeah. And then, let's see, Keith Bilbrey, of course.
Yep.
Dan McDaniel. I'm getting your way a little bit.
I remember Keith and
Dan both.
Do you
remember Tom Seiler on Channel 2? He was on for several years, many years. He was very popular.
I don't necessarily remember him. My first Channel 5 memory is Ron Howes.
Oh, wow. Well, that does go back 30 years.
Yeah.
He
was there forever.
A long time. I can't remember who was, Bob Bell did the sports, but he also did the weather some too.
Back
in
really?
Those days, they all kind of switched it up a little bit. Larry Munson, big news, he did the weather, smoking a cigar.
Weather was not its own standalone thing.
Well,
it was all part of the newscast.
They spent about 4 or 5 minutes, 3 minutes or something.
Yeah. You didn't have meteorologists at that time and stuff.
No.
As far back as I go with Channel 2 is Lisa Patton.
Wow, you are young. Bill Hall.
My fondest memories are of Bill Hall.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Especially whenever there was any weather or, those videos that he did with Snowbird.
Yeah. And, of course, there was Pat Sajak.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend weather guy.
So. Now, who's the guy that threw the chalk and caught it in his pocket?
George Goldtrap, I believe that's his name. Yeah.
Because they did that.
Oh, boy, he was good at that, too.
I know. And they did that on the Ralph Emery Show. And that was what spurred that on. They would have chalk-offs.
He was a minister.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to think, then eventually, I don't remember, Lisa Patton may have been the first weather lady. I don't,
Probably so.
Mainly they didn't have many back in the day, but I would think she's probably one of the first, I guess. I can't remember because Ron Howes was there so long.
Right.
And Bill Hall was there so long. Probably was Lisa Patton.
See, Ron Howes was the first meteorologist in the mm-hmm. Nashville market.
And everybody had to get one.
Right. And I guess Davis Nolan was there before Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And then, because he was weeknights and then he did weekends and something.
I don't
like
really
that.
Remember Davis Nolan doing a lot of that weekend, that weeknight stuff.
I'm
sure he did.
It was very early on.
Yeah. And
they did a little switcheroo there with Lisa Patton. But I remember Weatherbank.
Yeah.
With Bill Hall. They would go to that map and they would put it was a digital sign where he could change the numbers or whatever. And then Sunshine Award.
Oh, yeah.
You could send in for that. I got the Sunshine Award one time.
Did you really?
I did, yep. And when you were waiting on the school closings and stuff to come on the screen, you had to wait for them to go in alphabetical order. It took forever. to find out if Rutherford County schools
were
going to
school. Well, they read them off, and then you could see the snowbird, you know. You know, everybody had some kind of snow tracker or something. And you
had a
look,
map.
You'd look
kind
to see if that was your county, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But if you went to a private school, you had to wait on them to announce it.
You don't even have to wait on television anymore.
Well,
for with snow closings.
In the invention of internet, it's instantaneous now.
So, and I thought Neil Oren made a good point. Local news is going to have to change the way they've done it in the past, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It said it's changed so much since he was there. And I think one of the reasons he wanted to get out of it a little bit, you know. So,
yeah, well, it is definitely different. But those are some of the weathermen we grew up with on Throwback Thursday.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Why? Because our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community, $175 per resident per year. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Please fill out the secure online form at murfreesborocensus.com or complete the mailed form. List everyone living in your home. It's that simple. The special census helps us plan for growth and better services.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Participate today, and you could even win a $100 gift card.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put a bow on this Thursday show. Thursday, the 16th of January, episode 1573. About in the books, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort,
and connection.
You okay?
Don't
in
our community.
Up about
my
that.
Voice just went
wow.
away.
Hello again, everybody.
As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app.
Man, you're getting choked up, dude.
We're going to power through it. I don't know what's going on.
What's wrong?
Today's Good Neighbor.
Too much slitting.
Oh, yeah. Too much talking. On today's show, we have been highlighting Evan Osborne as the Good Neighbor of the Day for being an active member over at First Baptist on East Main, going on mission trips each year, and all of the volunteering that he does. He's a hard worker and always greets with a smile. Evan Osborne today receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's singular word. Or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Fill out the form. Send it in. Once you click submit, we've got it. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
I'm glad I was able to recover from that so I can give you the best dad joke replay possible.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got a thumbs up, so.
Yeah. You know, I saw a snowman on the produce aisle at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah, he was picking his nose.
Replay.
Carrot, I'm assuming carrot.
Maybe a zucchini.
Zucchini, yeah.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Banana. What about a banana for a nose?
Oh. Banana.
Kind of blend in with the snow. It'd be closer to his skin color. But Anyway, there you go. Your dad joke replay.
I think you kind of messed up trying to make that better by just...
I wasn't really trying to make it
adding,
better.
Adding more to it.
You should just zip it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we talked a little bit about some stuff going on in the news.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles fires that we so dread terrible and...
Well, they even had to move the Raiders game out of Los Angeles, the wild card game they played it in Arizona.
Yeah, that's bad.
On Monday night.
And and I think we talked about, we went through back to old weather people at all these shows on Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 2.
Yeah, I used to sit at home on snow days when I had my Commodore 64 computer, and I would type out the counties and do my own snowbird report in my bedroom. I even recorded the music in the intro on a cassette player.
Oh, so you would do your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was an early podcast.
A little foreshadowing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have never let Snowbird go away. He's back now, but it's not the same.
It isn't the same. It just isn't. They just brought him back, I think, just to kind of...
Yeah.
He's here. But remember when he used to talk?
Well, yeah. He did commercials.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What was his name? Marlon? Was that the little rat's name that was with him?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. Started with an M.
He could have had his own show.
Yeah.
And I messed it up.
So that was our throwback today, and talked about the owl in my backyard, too. So some of the
we covered all,
we did.
All things.
Some of the things we talked about on the crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
You know the tongue is the only muscle in the body, the human body, that's attached only from one end. It's not attached on both ends. It's
really?
Just one. Yeah. It's not attached at the front. All right. Song of the day.